Good morning. Is anyone here this morning?
Morning, Nancy.
Hi, Onita. How are you?
Hey.
I guess Char isn't going to make it. Or anyone else?
Dan from Little Rock.
Hi, Dan. How are you down there?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
And I don't need them, Nancy.
I'm sorry?
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
Joe in Kansas?
Joe in Kansas.
How are things in Kansas?
Well, very spring-like. My irises are getting ready to rebloom.
Oh, my gosh. I have lilacs. This is like the third time. They are so confused. They don't know what's going on, but this is like the third time I've had flowers on this bush.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Anyone else here? A small group. Well, it's sunshining here, which is unbelievable. They weren't predicting it, but I'll take it anytime I can get it. I've got to get out and get some vitamin D. Yesterday I wasn't, even though it wasn't. I did hear on the radio over the weekend, actually, even if it's overcast, you still get vitamin D. So I guess if it's raining or snowing, you don't, but if it's overcast, you still get some. And we know how important that is. I keep hearing people who have deficiencies of vitamin D, and all of a sudden I'm hearing the two kinds, 2 and 4, I think, are the numbers. So they're catching up.
Happened to 3?
I don't know, or 1. I have no idea. I never heard about 2 until we came out with the osteodense. And then all of a sudden you hear about it, and other people are talking about it. So it's interesting how things kind of meld that way. I don't know.
I am not aware
of the 2 and 4?
Yes.
I forget where I heard about the 4 recently. I don't know. Before it was just, you know, vitamin D, period. And there is a way of testing to see whether you have enough or not. So I guess it must be a blood test. Maybe they'll start doing that one, too. I don't know. Anyone else want to say hello?
Yes, it's Betty in Pittsburgh.
Hi, Betty in Pittsburgh. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Good. We're going to go to Pittsburgh one of these days to see the Chihuly.
Oh, you know, I was just thinking about that today and thought I should get on the computer and get some tickets lined up.
Yeah, it's a good idea. They're not expensive considering what you get.
Right.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a gorgeous building also, so. Yeah, we're going to go when it's a nice day. Today actually would be a good day. If it weren't Thanksgiving week, we might consider it. Oh, well. Anyway. I'm going to read the purpose of the lifestyle call, which is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a pilot study group who are actively applying both the principles found in the China study by Colin Campbell and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. In the China study, the book begins describing the largest nutritional study ever done in the world with 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest. We ask only that if you find anything helpful or beneficial, that you pass on the number and the time to others. Thanks for allowing us into your home, office, or car at this time. So, anyone else want to say hello? Heard a couple more beeps.
Hi, Nancy. This is Dottie from Massachusetts.
Hi, Dottie. How are you?
Good.
Who else wants to say hi? Okay. Anyone have any challenges this weekend that we can talk about?
Nancy, I don't have a challenge, but I do have a scheduling question.
This
week of Thanksgiving, because I have somebody who's going to be coming over probably in 10 or 15 minutes, so
uh-huh.
I hear the announcement. What is the schedule for calls this week?
You know, Mary Lou does Thursday, and I know that in previous years, whoever was scheduled to do the call on Thanksgiving did do it. And I remember last Thanksgiving, I got on the call, and I was amazed at how many people were on the call. I thought, my sole reason for getting on was to support, and I'm almost positive it was Ruth, to support her in the call. And there were a bunch of people on the call. So my suggestion to you is to check in and see if there are people on. Mary Lou has not said anything, so I haven't heard. But call in. I know that I'll be here tomorrow. Char is traveling, I know, and I don't know whether she will be on or not on Wednesday. And Thursday and Friday, I guess they're up for grabs.
I too like just to be there for support, but we're traveling, so that's why I was just wondering.
Yeah, you know, if you can get on, you know, check on and see if anyone's talking.
Okay, thanks, Nancy.
That would be my suggestion. Anyone have any challenges or questions or concerns? I had a little bit of a challenge Saturday night. We went out for dinner with another couple, and, you know, generally I can find something on the menu. So it was interesting. I looked over the entire menu, and there was not one entree that I could order. Everything was either, was all animal. And so I thought, okay, now what do I do? In fact, the woman said to me, what are you going to order? And she has no idea that I don't eat animal protein. And I said, I'm not sure. And then who does he ask first to order but me? So I ordered salad, and I said, what's your vegetable? And what did he say? Then I ordered a baked potato, and I asked what the vegetable was, and I think he said something. I said, do you have anything else? He said, asparagus. He said, okay, I'll have asparagus. And he said, and what will be your entree? And I said, no entree. That's, you know, just what I ordered. And, you know, I decided if I was still hungry when I finished that. Oh, and then he asked me if he should bring the salad first or the asparagus. Well, he brought the asparagus with the potato. And that was okay. You know, it didn't really make much difference. And at the end, when everybody was still eating and I had kind of eaten my salad, I ordered another salad. And that was fine. It turned out to be enough for me. I was disappointed that there wasn't even any kind of a pasta, anything on the menu, because I could have done that. But every single item was animal-based. And I don't know, I guess it's not a restaurant that we will, although we don't frequent it a lot anyway, but it certainly was a challenge.
Might say something to them.
I might. You know, I just might. The hostess, we've seen there before, and she was very nice. When we got there, she wound up, we had a reservation. I said, we've never needed, it's in a hotel. And I said, we've never needed a reservation before. What's going on tonight? And, you know, she got at the table, so it wasn't a problem. But it was certainly more crowded. We've been there where it's only us, whether we're alone or with another couple, and maybe one or two other tables. And it's not a really big restaurant. But I don't know what they were doing that night. You never know in a hotel, I guess, who's going to pop in, I guess. So the next time, if we go and she's there again, it seems like she has some stability there. You know, the wait staff is probably all different all the time. But she may have some input into, and they certainly seem to want to please the clientele, and probably more so the locals than the hotel guests, because they know that we will come back.
Fine.
Yeah, I might. And even if it's not whole wheat pasta, just something that you can get your teeth into.
Yeah.
Would work better.
We had family Thanksgiving carry-in. So I was wondering if I was going to find anything there, too. I had taken a broccoli cauliflower salad.
Okay.
And let's see. Oh, I did that carrot macadamia nut coconut cake.
Did you? Was it good?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I don't think it was quite as moist as the one Joe did here a while back.
So you tasted it already?
Yeah.
Good.
So mine is a different recipe. Bonita's talking about the carrot raisin that I did.
Okay.
So you did a different one than the one that Mary Lou sent down line?
Yeah, I did the one that Monty.
Okay.
That Monty had. I mean, Mary Lou sent it down, but it was the carrot raisin one.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to get your recipe then, because it was moister than the one I did.
Oh, okay, Anita.
But this one was good, too. So anyway, I didn't eat the turkey. I did have some mashed potatoes, although they probably had a little milk and butter in, I don't know. And there was a cranberry salad that was really good. And just the cranberry orange, you know, the raw salad. So I had plenty to eat.
Good.
But down was she had nuts and stuff on the table during the afternoon, and so I ate a few nuts, which I tend to be allergic to, and I know that.
Ooh.
Anyway, so I had a really tummy ache by the time we came home just from the nuts.
Oh my.
So next time I won't eat the nuts.
Yeah. Doesn't take rocket science to figure that one out, does it?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, when you have that kind of a reaction, most of us don't put two and two together.
Oh, well, I do, so, because I've come after lunch until I started munching nuts. So.
Uh-huh. It's so easy to grab a handful.
I know. Well, she had them mixed with, I was actually picking them out of the bowl, because she had them mixed with candy corn and stuff like that, and I didn't eat any of that.
It's all sugar.
Mm.
Yeah. Interesting.
Nancy?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Dottie. At the event that I went to on Saturday, you know, the Neekin event that they had, mm-hmm. The restaurant that they had it at, they actually had hummus on the table.
Ooh.
Which was very good because they had all the cold cut, you know, the typical sandwiches, sandwich meats and everything, cheeses and all that. And so what I did is I had a great big salad and I took some duck pumpernickel bread and I put hummus on it.
Wow.
And it was very very satisfying, very filling,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I felt like I at least stayed in control.
Sure. Since you brought up the quarterly event, do you want to talk about yours?
Yeah, it was very good. The reason why I went to it was because of the cookware.
Uh-huh.
They had Carissa. Carissa is, I guess, a runner-up on the Food Network.
Oh.
And, yeah, and she, I guess, is assigned by, or is, oh, what's the word I'm trying to think? But anyways, she's from NECAN, anyways, and she came from NECAN. I guess NECAN gave her pots and pans to try and see what she thought about it, if there was anything wrong with them or what she could suggest and all that stuff. So she kind of gave a food demonstration and made two meals out of it. One was a chicken dish with all vegetables, and the other one was a shrimp dish that was, I didn't eat the shrimp or the chicken, but I ate all of the nice vegetables that were nice and fresh and colorful.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because she said that, you know, they tell you not to put it in the dishwasher. She said, I put it in the dishwasher. I just wanted to know what would happen.
Yes, she did?
I mean, all the things that they told her not to do, she did, just to
really.
And nothing happened to the pots and pans, but
wow.
she loves the pots and pans.
Uh-huh.
Really, really does, yeah. When she first started cooking them, she said to her fiancé at the time, you know, she said, gee, nothing really seems to be that much different. I mean, these pans are beautiful, and they cook very nicely, but my pans are just as good. And her fiance said to her, you know, if you press that little button, I think that's what. So she didn't know about pressing the button to have the oxygenation on it.
So I wonder if she put them in the dishwasher with the batteries in. Not that I'm going to put them in the dishwasher,
yeah, she did.
Anyway.
Yeah, she did. She
with
put
the batteries
them
with
in. And everything, just for the
oh, my gosh,
it.
She really tested them.
Yeah, she really did, and she was just so funny. I mean, she was great.
Uh-huh.
You know, young woman, very tall, beautiful, beautiful
uh-huh.
girl. But she even brought a DVD. Now, I don't know if it's a DVD that anybody at the convention saw or, you know, at one of the events or whatever, but I've never seen it.
Uh-huh.
And it shows her, you know, her background as far as one of the, you know, she for the Food Network, I guess, she was in competition with three other, she was one of the top ones.
Mm.
And she was very good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she really talked a lot about the cookware and what it does and gave us her card and said, you know, anytime you want to just send me an email or whatever, you know, feel free to do that.
Sure.
Or any questions about the cookware or whatever. So it was very, very good. It
mm-hmm.
was excellent. Enjoyed it immensely.
And what did you take home from the rhythm?
What did I take home? That I've got to get my button out of here. I've got to go gold. This is ridiculous. You
well,
know.
For anyone who's on the call who might not have been able to get to one, do you want to fill them in?
Let's see. Well, they talked about the you know, the 90-day planner.
Right.
And they gave us an end of the 90-day plan. I'm just trying to find my book here. Let's see. With the 90-day planner, they had the dates and everything for 208, the convention dates,
mm-hmm.
and it's right into that 90-day planner.
Oh.
You know, and color-coded and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talked about the Nikon University,
mm-hmm.
and how it's broken down into three parts now. Let me see. It was more, I guess they mentioned that it's going to be a day and a half, and then the other half is going to be on business leadership.
Uh-huh.
And then they have the second part, which was the advanced leadership, which was for golds and platinums, and MBA, which was the diamonds and oil diamonds, and that's only being presented once a year.
Mm-hmm.
With the advanced leadership, I think it's only twice a year, and the humans being more, I think, will probably be maybe three times a year,
mm-hmm.
or four times a year, it looks like. And then they told us about the convention dates are the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of October.
Okay.
And then it just tells you the different, you know, the different dates for the next Nikon events.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you have a lot of people at your event?
Well, we had maybe, but well, you know, it was in Maine. You know, I'm from Massachusetts,
right.
And New Hampshire does better than Mass. There's nobody in Mass. There's only one gold in Mass right
really?
Now. That's it.
Wow.
And it's such a shame. We had Dave Rolfe, who's a Royal Diamond that only lives like maybe about 15 minutes away from me, and opened up a wellness center in my area. 10 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing presentations every single week and had no support and nobody coming.
Mm.
It was very discouraging.
Sounds like
but, yeah. And in Maine the same way, you know, in New Hampshire it's not that big, but they have more people it seems. You know, at least they can run some events. But we can't run any, I don't know, it just doesn't seem to fly up here. I don't know whether it's because there's so many hospitals and doctors and we're congested more. I don't know.
I find the same challenge in Cleveland.
I mean, really?
Oh yeah. My husband keeps telling me, you know, it's so hard here for you, and I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, I know.
I said, well, I guess you can move.
Well, you know, you travel and then you meet people, and then you know, then you have to try to find places for them to go too, so they can get inspired and everything. I mean, you get them all excited and.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have to leave, you know, so yeah. it's kind of hard that way, and then trying to communicate with them and trying to be up top of that, you know, so.
Interesting point that you just had with all the medical. I mean, we have two huge hospitals here, and
mm-hmm.
yes, everybody wants their quick fix with a pill or surgery. I never
right.
thought of it that way. And,
yeah.
Wow.
And the colleges, too. I mean, we have
sure.
Harvard
yeah.
University, you know, MIT,
yeah.
you know, very scientific.
Sure.
You know, they think more of the scientific part of it. You know, how does it work? What does it do?
Right.
You know, it doesn't work, doesn't do, you know. So
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, the people are just more questioning for some
yeah.
reason.
Yeah.
I tell them,
ladies, ladies, I don't think that you're privy to that. I think my personal opinion is that Nikon is just ahead of their time.
Right.
And
right.
Just everybody has to go through their learning curve, and somebody allowed me to go through a 20-year learning curve. So, you know, I think we find that here in Kansas, too. Anita and I do, same as you do there. We just have fewer people to approach.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
right.
I just wanted to say on a positive note about rhythm for the business
mm-hmm.
this weekend. Do check your email, because we got an email from Nikon yesterday about things that are available to us. And when Dottie was mentioning about the Nikon University, I just now got on because I haven't had time. But there is so much. Look at the menu on Nikon University. There's the Balzer Zone, you know, brilliant Dave Balzer. So there's just a lot of tools for us on water technology, far infrared technology, etc. So all of those links are in your newsletter that says Nikon Sales. It arrived yesterday. Well, whatever the 17th is, it arrived Saturday. So I would encourage people to take a look at that. So
thanks
Nikon
for that information,
doing a lot.
Though.
Mm-hmm. I just think Nikon is doing a lot to help us for those technical-minded people.
Sure.
So I thought I'd share that with you. And also, registration is open for the convention, and it's only open until January something or another. That's on here, too. Well, you don't have to pay them, but it's only open until January, Sam, because they're working on numbers. They want to know who to get this convention ready for.
Mm.
And then how to get it free will be coming later. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So.
Thanks for that input. Wonderful information.
You're very welcome. We had about 75 hours, and
it was a good turnout.
Valerie Johnson was our guest speaker, so
wow,
we had a grand time. Well, we had zero. I didn't even think about challenges for food. I just think every time I eat, it's a challenge. But this one we had, and I just don't ever want to put anybody down because the two gals just did a phenomenal job of organizing it. They had all the product on display, and I mean they put a lot of work into it. But food-wise, we had brisket and barbecued chicken sandwiches and slaw, creamed slaw, and then a veggie tray, and, of course, Pie Mag water.
Did you take the veggie tray for you?
I ate chicken, and I did it without guilt. I ate slaw. I had to have something. I did have an apple in my purse because I figured something like that might happen.
Yeah.
You know, I just ate what was there. I couldn't not eat anything because we left at 2 in the afternoon, didn't get back till 11 at night. So.
Oh, it's a long day for you.
Or 2:30, I guess. And yes, it was a long day. So sometimes
you've got to make the best of what you've got.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not, one meal is not going to, I hate to use the word kill you, but you know what I mean.
Right. That's sort of, I tried to just do it without guilt.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did it bother you digestively at all?
It didn't bother me.
Good. I mean, some people have, especially when they've been away from it for a while, have gastrointestinal problems, and the body just rejects it and has to get rid of it. So I haven't noticed that that's happened to me either. So, although I don't really eat much meat. I don't even eat meat. So, anyway, anyone else have any more input from the Rhythm event that we haven't talked about yet? I appreciate all this information. Go ahead.
Sorry I missed it, but that was when our sister-in-law scheduled Thanksgiving, so.
I forgot you do it twice. You always do it the week before, don't you?
Well, not always, but this time it was.
So. Uh-huh. So then Thursday, what will you do?
I haven't figured that out yet. We just don't have much going on. We may go to the community one here in town or something.
Uh-huh.
We've got our little granddaughter that's turning 5 on Friday, and they're having a pizza party at Gambino's, so I'll have to figure out what I'm doing on that one, too.
Uh-huh. My daughter was here for dinner last night, and we're talking about Thursday, and she was telling me she'll come Wednesday to help me, and she said, you know, I'll make this, this, and this, and one of the things she said was stuffing, and she said, and you do have eggs, don't you, Mom? I said, no, we're not using eggs this year. And the two of us got hysterical laughing. Like, I mean, we couldn't stop. And she said, you know, Mom, this was one of those Raymond shows. I guess they had a tofurkey or something on it. And I never watched the program, although he was very funny, I know. And we just couldn't stop laughing. And my husband said, you know, it's going to be a very interesting experience. I said, you should be very happy that I'm at least making a turkey for you guys. It was just, you know, it was funny. You had to be there, obviously. But I decided to use the flaxseed and water instead of eggs in the stuffing. Might even throw a little applesauce in for moisture. You know, my husband says, why are you messing with something that everybody likes? I said, I don't like stuffing anyway. So we'll see. It's going to be a little bit different. But not too much.
Looking forward to that report.
Pardon me?
We will be looking forward to that report.
Well, we all have to do, first of all, it's interesting because last year I guiltily would eat the sweet potatoes, and this year I can eat them. And we're also going to have mashed potatoes. And who would ever think of having two potatoes at a meal, but now I can do it, if for nobody else than me. And it was interesting with my daughter also. She said when she got here, she saw something on TV. Do you have any idea how many people have to call a plumber on Thanksgiving, Mom? It's like 20 or 30-some percentage, which was also funny for us because a number of years ago, she was peeling the potatoes and stuffing all the peelings into the garbage disposal And need I say more? It wouldn't go down, and I opened the window over the sink, and I was with a pot pouring the water out the window, and on Thanksgiving of all days for this to happen. So she knows that we're not going to do that again. So yeah, we're gonna have mashed potatoes. In fact, I'm thinking that I might even boil the potatoes with the skin on them, which is easier than peeling them first, and then just do it that way. And then peel them afterwards or not. I might even put the peels in the mashed potatoes. I don't know.
I actually did a mashed sweet potato casserole that I took to my sister told me to bring sweet potatoes. And adding extra sugar and stuff to candy them. This didn't call for any sugar. It just called for a little butter. And I put just a touch in. I didn't put nearly what it called for. And then it called for cinnamon, nutmeg, and ginger.
You also, my mother used to make this. That's how old this recipe is. A sweet potato puff that I put a can of unsweetened crushed pineapple.
Mm.
And it's wonderful. She also used to put butter in, and I don't know why. You don't need it for the moisture. It is so moist. I love it. I literally could sit and eat the whole thing. And then you put marshmallows on top, and you bake it, and they get roasted, you know, and it's good. The kids love the marshmallows. I won't eat the marshmallows, but I sure will eat the sweet potato. And, you know, it's great.
I was going to say, you'll have to send me that one. That does sound good.
It's just boil your sweet potatoes and then peel them.
Yeah.
Mush them up. Add a can, and I do probably six or eight sweet potatoes. Add a can of unsweetened crushed pineapple. Mix it all together, and then I make it ahead. In fact, I make it in a Corningware so that I can put it from the refrigerator into the oven.
Yeah.
And put marshmallows on top, and although you might want to wait, if you're taking it directly from the fridge into the oven, I put that in, let it warm up, and
yeah.
Just put the sweet potato, the marshmallows on top at the end, because they will burn if you leave them in there all that time while the sweet potato, it takes a while for the sweet potatoes to warm up again if they've been in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And it's so easy.
Yeah.
I don't even put any, I guess I could put cinnamon. I don't put any herbs or anything on it.
Hmm, okay.
No.
Your pineapple gives it the sweetness and stuff.
Oh, but sweet potatoes are sweet.
Yeah,
interestingly, some of them are sweeter than others. Some of them are more moist than others, I find.
True.
You know, sometimes they'll seep all over whatever I'm baking them on, and sometimes nothing comes out. So I don't know what determines that, whether it's whether grown or the type. I don't know.
I
love sweet potatoes, and they're certainly good for us. And I'm going in the mashed potatoes. I'm going to put soy milk this time, which I've never tried before either.
That or broth works too.
So we'll see if anyone else likes it or not.
You know, I had some sweet potatoes yesterday, mm-hmm. and I cut them into fry size, you
mm-hmm.
know, like fries, and I put them in the oven for about 30 minutes, and I just drizzled just a little bit of olive oil over them.
Mm-hmm.
And tossed it. And
mm-hmm.
then I put salt and pepper and some chili powder on them
mm.
and baked them for about 30 minutes. They were yummy.
Love it. Yeah, I tried that this summer with different kinds of potatoes. And I liked them. Nobody else seemed to, but I thought they were good. It wasn't, I wouldn't buy french fries anyway, but they were good. And we had a doctor's appointment last week, and as soon as I got... I took the steps. It was on the third floor, but I took the steps. As soon as I walked out of the stairwell, I was overpowered by, and this is in a medical building, by a smell. It must have been French fries. It was so nauseating to me, and nobody else seemed to be bothered by it. My husband didn't even smell it, but it was horrible. And I thought, in a doctor's building, why do they have this? But that's what they do. Anyway, anyone else have anything that we need to talk about before tomorrow? Any challenges coming up? Go ahead.
Thinking about that gentleman who was on the line.
Dan?
And all the women yakking away. He hasn't had a chance to say anything. Is he a new person?
Dan, are you still with us? I know he goes on mute.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Do you want to tell us about yourself?
Well, I'm a neighbor of Bonnie Deeds. And I just got on, and I've been on, you know, on the lifestyle and the advanced lifestyle, and I've been doing really well. And I read the China study book and all the associated books, and I'm getting into this program, and it's really helping. I really feel good. But about our rhythm event, of course, here in the Northwest, we have, I was disappointed, but I suppose we had 200 or 300. But our goal for the next rhythm is to fill the facility where we're at, which I'm sure it's probably around 700 or 800, and that's what our goal is to go by the rhythm and get more people there. And we had Ann Bodak here, and she is just absolutely fantastic speaker, and I felt it was really worth going to, even though we only have to travel about an hour, a little over an hour, to get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the rhythm is really helping.
Mm. So they knew what they were doing when they planned it this way.
Pardon?
They knew what they were doing when they planned it this way.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just listening to him talk about the planning and the rhythm and everything, for those of you who are familiar with Pathfinders, their program used to be a 4-month program, and they too have now changed their 4-month program to a 3-month program.
Mm-hmm.
And I just appreciate all of the teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure other leaders in other uplines, I'm just not, you know, familiar with them, but it just seems like there's a real good pulling together, a real team effort from bottom up and top down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It made sense for the Pathfinder to do that, and I guess they streamlined it enough that it fits into a quarterly instead of every 4 months, yeah.
Well, that's one of the advantages we have here in the Northwest. We have so many leaders that are up there, like Dennis and Ruth Williams and Pat and Mack and the Branhams and Ed Weens, and we just have the enthusiasm, and I guess we're just fortunate, and I hope we never lose that. So.
You've got the top of the top out there.
Oh boy, I'll tell you it, and some of us, you know, we've been in this for a long time, and we've just been sitting on our backside, and with this new program, we're going to get up and get going.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Do you do NECAN full-time?
I am at the present time, yes.
Uh-huh. Great.
We haven't for quite a while. We used the products for a long time and mm-hmm. recommended them to family and friends and all that, and we've just been satisfied with that. But now we're into retirement, and retirement's not going where it should, so now we're going to get out there and make this our retirement.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay, I'm going to have to leave. I got a call coming in.
Okay, go ahead. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any comments or concerns before we end the call? We're at the bottom of the hour. Okay, let me just thank everybody on the Active Pilot Study Group for your time and commitment to the program, and also to any of our guests who were just listening and all those who participated today. If you have a question or comment, I'm going to direct you to the person who sent you to the call, or come back on and we can address it on the calls in the morning. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks so much for all your participation. I really appreciate it. And we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Nancy.
You're welcome.